So what's the brand impact of dropping men's hockey support but keeping women's and youth's? Is that sending a full message or partial message to Hockey Canada? We get an expert to discuss on that front on Thursday's Toronto Today.
There's a little bit of a damned if you do, damned if you don't process to brand management in 20 years into the 21st century. That's for sure. And I can imagine the conversations that these big companies that have been, you know, deep in a long-term relationship, big commitment to Hockey Canada, Scotiabank out yesterday. Other companies tell us a lot of companies pulled their sponsorship for the World Juniors, but they were willing to keep sponsoring hockey at the grassroots level. Well, Tim Hortons yesterday said, we're out on the men's programs, but not the youth or women's programs. And I look at that and I'm like, that's sort of a half measure. Dr. Joanne McNeish, let's see how she sees it, associate professor in marketing management at Toronto Metropolitan University. Dr. McNeish, you've been on with us before. Thank you very much for making the time once again this morning.
Thank you, Greg. Really appreciate it. And what a story that started in the summer with these brands and now continues into the fall. So thank you so much for having me.
Well, absolutely. I'm sure before we get into Tim Hortons, I'm sure you'd look at Hockey Canada in a brand of itself. And I know we had these conversations in the summer and saying people are kind of cringing at the name. They kind of get queasy when they see the logo. And we had two tournaments in the summer where the World Junior men, the 20 under tournament, wore the logo. The women went over to Denmark, won gold, and they wore the logo. And I don't know that in the last 3 or 4 months since we probably last spoke that the concept of their brand, Hockey Canada's brand, has improved. I think it's worsened.
I think it's worsened. So one of the things we talked about in the summer was this idea of every organization of any size should have a crisis management plan. There's steps you take, you agree who's going to speak, and you agree on the tone you're going to take. And you know what's fascinating? So I went to look at some of the statements that Hockey Canada has issued, and they keep putting the lawyer in front of us who says, here's the step-by-step process that we followed around this 2018 and 2003 instance. But they're lacking the empathy and the appearance that they're hearing people's reaction to this situation. So when you stick too closely to a legal ease approach, your brand suffers. You have to protect yourself legally, but you have to be speaking to the issues that people want you to talk to. The second thing is they made a fool of themselves when they went to the Senate hearing. Mm-hmm. So as a brand, they're mismanaging it. And part of it, they have no plan for this. And honestly, it reflects what everyone thinks about that terrible stereotypical idea of what a hockey player or an athlete's like. The jock, they don't care, they make fun of people, they think they're really something. And that is playing over and over. So if that's the brand they wanted us to see, we are absolutely seeing it. So they have made the situation so much worse that we talked in the summer, I think in July, and we were talking the same brands pulled out of one championship. Now the brands are saying we're out in even more areas. And that's devastating for a brand because it's affecting players that had nothing to do with the situation. It's affecting coaches that had nothing to do with the situations. So to me, the third piece of this is we have a management team completely blind to the situation. So I don't think this is any more, quotes, the employees of the organization who might want to do things differently or who all have always done things differently. We are now seeing a management team. So in the summer, people were calling they should be fired or they should be asked to step down. I think we now are in a situation they can't fix this. They are making the problem worse. They are the problem.
Yeah,
so
I think we saw this 2 days ago. Andrea Skinner's the interim chair of the Hockey Canada board, and she gets this opportunity. Everyone says, let's put a woman on the board. Let's make a woman the chair. And for good reason, let's make the board of Hockey Canada look more like Canadians and more like what our fabric is across the country. So Andrea Skinner steps to the microphone, and it's the first impression people get. You know what that's like. You stand in front of new students at the start of a year, they're going to remember maybe those first 10 or 15 minutes and how they view you, how you make them feel. As someone listening to the show the first time, it might be the same thing for me. And I just thought, what a tremendous opportunity to speak directly to women, to girls, to mothers who will send 15-year-olds away to OHL cities across the province. And I just thought it was like dropping the ball completely.
Oh, great. You caught that exactly. What a shame. Because again, when you use symbols, you have to use them very effectively in a crisis. And when you mismanage your symbol, then in fact, you might as well have not bothered. In fact, it's worse than bothering because it plays into the very same stereotype. So, no, I had exactly the same reaction. You caught that exactly in one. Squandered yet another opportunity. Oh, and that means management team. We have a management team that isn't paying attention. Like, not only doesn't know what to do, but literally is not paying attention to the signals they're receiving. And often we'll talk about, say, a Nike activist brand. So people will look at Nike and say, well, they weather the storm. They get negative social media. No, but Nike knows how long they can go with negative social media. They know the issues they're standing behind. They have weathered certain kinds of storms before, and they have other metrics they use to manage them. In this situation, they feel like bullies to me. And again, that's all the wrong impression you want to leave around your brand, because I don't want to buy things from a bully.
That's it. Yeah.
It's a done. That's not a persona that we appreciate or support anymore as a society.
Yeah,
So
you absolutely crystallized it. And when you bring up Nike, I think exactly what you said. They were one brand that stuck with Tiger Woods, and they'll say, not everyone's going
correct.
to love this, but we're going to get through this. Not everyone's going to like a Colin Kaepernick guy. There's a polarizing person, and but they'll survive it. They'll get attention from it. They'll thrive and survive. But that's not what this is with a sport where it's meant to be folksy, and you're putting 6-year-olds on the ice, and you're going to go for donuts and coffee afterwards. Like, that's not associated with something where people, women specifically, feel unsafe or in danger in a work environment or a play environment. That's no good. That branding won't work.
Right, because Tim Hortons calls its philanthropic activities Tim's for Good. And Tim Hortons was first one out last time, first one out this time. The basis of their brand is around community and support and winning together. Step away, and for them, it'll be I think a longer term conversation, because several of these brands and other brands have stepped out. Scotiabank, TELUS, as you mentioned, it'll all be long term conversations, because the minute you step out for one season, other people will be knocking at your door to replace it. And for example, soccer in this country is really taking off. And so could it be that one of these days, Hockey Canada looks back longingly at the days that it could knock on doors and get the cash? The other thing, I was having a conversation with someone, and they said, well, regular people don't think this way. And so I actually, now, is are Twitter people regular people? I personally think they are. So I went on to see the reactions to the various media reports on Twitter. And to a person, everyone was supporting Tim Hortons and had something negative to say about Hockey Canada. So the tide has, if there was any equity left in Hockey Canada, it's gone, even down to people who are just looking at a situation and reacting to what a company like Tim Hortons is doing. And people were literally giving them high fives and bravo, and that's pretty unusual. Usually you suddenly see the more cynical response. No cynical response, no corporate speak, just that's the thing to do. It's time now.
Joanne McNeish is joining, Associate Professor of Marketing Management of TMU. I only got literally 45 seconds. Is Tim Hortons trying to, can I make the case they're trying to have their cake and eat it too by pulling men's hockey support but keeping it there for women and youth? Most of the money that Hockey Canada would get would be from youth signups for boys and girls.
Right. So, and is it getting their donut and eating it too, by the way? Sorry, I had to. I think the issue for them was they wanted to thread the needle carefully. So that's a fair comment. And I think we'll have to see how it plays out. I think what they didn't want to do is make a stand. They wanted to make a stand against a specific action. They wanted to pull as much money as they possibly could. At the same time, they didn't want to leave sort of formerly disadvantaged groups, women in Paralympics or kids at this moment in the season. So I think that was a reasonable decision now, but I think wait for it. I think as they go, they may start to pull even more money and literally change their relationship with Hockey Canada.
This is how these dominoes work. Professor, thanks so much for the time today. It's great to chat again, and thanks for your insight.
Thanks, Greg.
Joanne McNeish is an associate professor of marketing management at TMU.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.